I would have started when I was in primary school athletics, and then I would have got more involved in walking. It's an endurance event, but at the same time, it's also a technical event. You do have to be good technically as well as have the endurance base to do well. My name is Laura Reynolds. I've qualified for the 20k walk for the Olympics. I'm a DCU student studying PE and biology, and I'm from County Leitrim. My first kind of major international would have been World Youths back in 2005. After that, kind of, I started to take it more seriously, went to World Juniors, European Under-23s and World Students last year as well. So I've kind of just been developing over the years, and now I've finally made the jump up to qualifying for the Olympics.
I'm Enda Fitzpatrick. I'm the director of the Athletics Academy at Dublin City University. She's only gone 23 years old, came into DCU through the Athletics Academy to do PE and biology. She's a very diligent, hard-working athlete, very quiet and reserved, but very, very focused. And again, a very, very good role model for some of the other athletes in DCU.
It is 20 kilometres on a 2K or 1K lap, so you do really have to knuckle down and make sure that your technique is right. So you need to be concentrating, focusing all the time. Just keep to your own race plan and don't get too excited and go off maybe too fast at the start, especially because with the 20K, you really need to get to 10 or 12K very comfortably and not be suffering, because if you do, you're just going to really suffer the last half of the race. My training would involve about 130 kilometres a week, 6 to 7 days a week, depending on what phase I'm in, out walking twice a day, and then 2 to 3 gym sessions on top of that. So if you enjoy it and you love it, it's no problem.
An Olympian at 23, that for me is phenomenal. And I think if you were to ask herself, I think that her original target was probably going to be Rio 2016. But again, she's a super student as well. I mean, that's the other thing that all these athletes have. They're very focused, they're very determined, and academically, they all are high achievers. So Laura's no exception to that rule. Laura will be a fantastic teacher in time, for sure.
You do have to make sacrifices studying and training. It is hard to balance, and you don't really have much time for anything else other than that. You know, your family and friends, they are understanding. They know why you do miss special occasions and everything else. But if you're willing to make the sacrifice, it's worth it, especially when you qualify for the Olympics. It all pays off. We have so many walkers here. We've all of Loch Nan, Rob Herfflin, Jamie Costin, Gillian O'Sullivan, all those walkers. They would have been on training camps that I would have been on, even just national training camps when I was younger. And they would have always been a huge inspiration to me. And my own coach, Colin Griffin, he's from Leitrim as well. You'll see him doing well and you want to do well. But like all of Loch Nan especially, yeah. It is only my first Olympics, but you know, I can't really see why I couldn't make maybe top 20, or depends on the day as well.